I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnese.
Well, hundreds of thousands of people set to descend on the nation's capital today for the March for Life, the annual event. And one of the characterizing features, actually, is how many young people actually show up for this particular march. And one of the people who's behind driving that is Lila Rose. She's with Live Action, very focused on getting millennial support for pro-life causes. And so many people, young people are going to be showing up today. And Lila, again, credit to you for that. Thank you for joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you. So what are you set to be doing today?
Well, we're out there going to be marching with 500,000 of our closest friends. So, and it's really exciting to see the millennial movement and the Generation Z movement, because we are more millennials, are more pro-life than their parents. And we're a third of the voting block. I mean, we matter politically, and we matter hugely, of course, culturally. We're the future. And we are increasingly the pro-life movement.
What I find interesting about that is it's almost a dichotomy, because they're more pro-life than their parents, but yet they also tend to be more liberal than their parents and tend to be more quote-unquote progressive, which the pro-life movement flies in the face of that. How do you explain that?
I think that's it's a lot of confusion about labels. I think what we are compassionate and concerned with justice and concerned with those that are weaker or less privileged or, you know, in not as great positions as we might be. And I think that's really at the heart of the so-called maybe liberal label for a lot of young people. It's not maybe they're into the economic arguments the way that a conservative versus a liberal facing off might be. It's more that we actually have a deep sense of compassion and empathy that drives maybe political decisions. Now, the great news for the pro-life movement is that once the dots are connected, that abortion kills a child, that abortion hurts a woman, that it hurts mothers and fathers, it breaks apart families, all of a sudden that message is exactly a message we are ready to hear, because again, we long for that empathy, connection, social justice. So I think when it comes to the conservative movement, there's a whole host of issues that just haven't been properly messaged to young people. And pro-life, thankfully, we are doing that work every day on Live Action's reaching millions every week online. We're messaging the stories of the child in the womb, women, and the empowerment that life brings.
So true. We talk about that all the time on this show, that the Republicans are not good with messaging at all, period. End of story. They're terrible with the messaging, and you're right, and that is something that really needs to be worked on, and maybe you could teach them.
Well, we are very much doing that, and we're run by millennials and many, many young people in our team. So we grew up with it. We're speaking the language we grew up with. We're using the technology we grew up
with.
And that's why I believe it's so effective.
One of the ways you're doing that, I mean, you're really changing the game here. I mean, because Live Action in particular, most people are going to listen to hear that name and think to themselves, oh, yeah, the people behind the Planned Parenthood undercover videos, which is to say, this is entirely different. You know, we've seen basically anti-Planned Parenthood, anti-abortion activists in the past sort of picketing, sort of standing outside abortion clinics trying to make their case. You've changed the game. You've basically went and said, okay, we're gonna go inside. We're going to do undercover videos. And my sense is that you think that that's really yielded a lot of support from young people who've seen that and been like, okay, maybe my mind's been changed by those.
Yes, I mean, absolutely the investigative reporting has made a big difference. And, you know, the work of Center for Medical Progress and a lot of that reporting from young people, the stories of what they see in their communities, on their campuses, because you're talking about what's actually happening to women in abortion facilities. We've found actually the videos that get the most views. I mean, we're talking over 80 million views this one series of four videos online. Videos that actually depict through medical animations what happens to the child during an abortion procedure, because I think that is really the moment when people actually understand what abortion is, and then in the language of how it's harming women, the negative impact on women, how abortion is often really not a choice for women, that's part of the story. But when they actually see what happens during an abortion procedure in a way that is respectful, that can get across the message without shocking or scaring people, through these medical animations that we've released and other campaigns like that, all of a sudden it's like, wow, this is a violent act against a defenseless person, human life, and I can't stand for this. And I think stuff like that, education like that, along with the stories of what's happening in abortion facilities, what's happening to women, how we can do better, that is really moving for young people.
You know, one of the things, and I think not just young people, but I think for every age group, if you can get that out to, because I think there's an ignorance about exactly what it is. It's just quote unquote abortion, and people don't understand what that procedure is. The Senate looks like it's going to take up the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, which is a very unwieldy name, but it's basically the 5-month They call it 20 weeks, but it really should be
good messaging. The five month abortion.
You think of this is a child at 5 months in the mother's womb, and they're looking to take that up for a vote to bring us in line with most of the world that does not allow an abortion at 5 months. Where do you see the breakdown on that? Do you see any Democrats voting for that, or do you think this is going to be again a split Republican Democrat?
I mean, unfortunately, it might come to a straight up split. I mean, there's work being done on the Democrat side in the Senate, but it's really landlocked. And this just shows how the Democratic Party, and again, this is where they're going to lose. They have a huge, they're in danger zone for millennials, because if they keep having this 100% abortion platform, the Democratic Party has an 100% abortion platform. And that means abortion through all 9 months for any reason, tax funded if you like it, complete abortion. I mean, they're up there with China and North Korea when it comes to extremism on abortion law. Most of Europe, most of the world, across the world, has at least some regulations, some restrictions to protect children in the womb, to empower women. And our maternal mortality rates because of abortion are very low compared to a lot of other countries. So if the Democrat Party keeps that up, they're going to, I think, lose. They're not getting their message across. Young people do not resonate with that.
All right, more on this in a moment. There's a lot going on in Washington, D.C. today with the March for Life, including the President of the United States addressing in a historic moment the March for Life. Also, a competing march, the Women's March, set to take place tomorrow. More questions on all of that with Lila Rose in just a moment. 7:44 here on WMAL. Lila Rose in the house, pro-life activist, founder of Live Action. Lila, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
The President of the United States set to address the March for Life today by a video. He's doing it from the White House, which is a couple blocks away. The march will be coming by. A big moment, especially because what it's going to do is actually going to get some media attention for this thing, which is often something that the March for Life has to fight for some reason. What do you make of all of it?
I think it's good that, you know, the media attention is there. I think the most important thing about the president is that he does what he said he would do. And we've seen some of that already in the administration in the last year, which is awesome. We need to see more of it. I think, again, there's mixed feelings in the pro-life movement about, you know, the whole swath of politics of President Trump or of his, you know, background, but we're really happy and grateful to see the appointees in HHS and throughout the administration that are so pro-life, the reversal of the Mexico City policy, the appointment of Justice Gorsuch. So there's good things happening, and now we want to see Planned Parenthood defunded and that money redirected to real health care providers. So there's more things we have to see.
Right, and he could potentially affix his signature to that 20-week abortion ban if it actually passes the Senate.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. I got a note from a listener here who says, you know, try breaking an egg in a bald eagle's nest and see what happens to you, but we can murder a baby seconds before delivery with impunity. And if lethal injection is inhumane, why isn't abortion?
Great question. I mean, actually, parts of Europe are talking about banning boiling lobsters alive right now because they might feel pain. Lobsters. And actually, some countries have done that.
What?
So, yes. I don't know if you heard that.
What
little,
is this madness?
That little story. It is madness. In the United States, the least protected group, forget even of people, but of animals. I mean, animal cruelty is prohibited in many places in our country. There's standardization happening in the meat industry. These can be good things. What about children in the womb? We don't treat animals with the contempt and the violence we treat children in the womb.
That's a good pitch to get PETA on board. Holy cow.
PETA should be on board. I mean, everybody should be on board. This is a human issue, a human rights issue that should invite everybody.
No, absolutely. Where are your plans to go in the future? Obviously, defunding Planned Parenthood. Is there anything else on your plate that you would like to see under this president in the next three years?
Well, I think the number one priority is stopping the forced taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. I mean, politically speaking, obviously the 5-month ban is important. There's other important pieces of legislation. But as long as we're giving $500 million to the biggest abortion chain that's killing up to 800 children a day in our country, $500 million of taxpayer dollars, $1.5 million a day, we really can't do a lot to save lives and to change public opinion the way we want to.
And real quick here, the Women's March happening tomorrow, this is an anniversary. They have in the past excluded pro-life feminists, who, of which there are some, who wanted to be a part of that march. What does that say to you?
Again, I think it's the Democratic Party infiltrating these causes. And Planned Parenthood is behind the Women's March. It's so sad. I mean, we should be marching together as women for protecting women, for empowering us. And yet you have groups like like abortion advocates infiltrating these movements.
All right, Lila Rose, thank you very much. Good luck today on the March for Life.
Will
you and the many hundreds of thousands of people that intend to hit the streets of Washington, D.C.